Calling to order the Kootenai Fire District Board of Fire Commissioners meeting. Let's see, November
13th.
2019, 17:30. Present.
Commissioner Zace.
Chief Root.
Commissioner Conley. Okay, Amy Cates has indicated she will be recording. Commissioner Zace is recording as well. Call to order. Public comment. No public comment. Review and approval of previous minutes. I have read the minutes. We have, I think, Commissioner Zace, have you read the minutes?
I have.
And do you have any motions for the minutes?
I move that we strike the references to the names of personnel mentioned. If we do that, that's my motion.
Second, in favor?
Zace.
Conley, passed. Unanimously, I might add. Okay, Chief, I'll pass that over to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Chief, I think we're up for your report, correct?
Yes.
Start with monthly activity. Chief, help me out. Which one is, what file am I looking at under here?
I should say November outline.
November outline. Thank you.
Right, Commissioner, November outline.
It has the
this, Word document.
Yeah. It has the letterhead.
Yep. So. Got it now. Thank you. Ready when you watch.
Okay.
Thank you.
So for... printed the wrong one.
Okay. In that case.
No wonder if.
Mr. Zace, Commissioner Zace, would you like to sing us a song while we wait?
Hold on a second.
Swing low. Which one do you have?
I've got last month's. Do you mind if I borrow it? Okay. Thank you.
Do you want to go to the actual?
No, it's fine. Okay, it's fine. So for the month of October, we did 84 total responses. There were two fires, both small brush fires. We had 41 medicals, 8 hazardous conditions, most of which were power lines down from the storm we had, and 33 good intent service calls. Administration issues. I had a meeting today with Cape Cod Community College Paramedic Advisory Council Board. I'm on that board. They are starting a paramedic training program at 4C starting fall of 2021. So we're looking forward to that program getting started and hopefully providing future applicants for us for the fire service. So I thought that was important and I want to support that effort.
Absolutely. Yep. Fantastic.
More staff in the future here.
How can we support that, Chief? I mean, I know you want to support it, but...
At this point in time, they just needed someone on the advisory board to help give them some direction on it. That's part of the solution. There's going to be a whole bunch of parts, I think, that are going to help us with staffing in the future. This is a small piece.
Okay.
I think the intern program we're doing with the high school is a small piece. I'm on a subcommittee with the Barnstable County Fire Chiefs talking about creating some training programs for Fire 1-2 programs. And right now they're doing a program at Mass Maritime that Onset Fire and Born Fire are utilizing, and they're utilizing the kids, the cadets, as summer and weekend staffing as a solution.
From the Mass Maritime Corps.
Yeah, so the Mass Maritime cadets are trained firefighter 1-2, and then they're used by Onset Fire for 56-hour work weeks in the summertime. So there are 24-hour shifts during the summer and peak call periods to help support their department. I'd be looking for some type of solution like that in the future. And one, it's a solution to get us by when we peak call periods when we don't have recall. Yeah. And two, it supports the development of this industry with young kids and hopefully gets us people that one, are fully trained when we're looking for them, and two, they know us, know who we are, and be one of the part of our organization. So
very cool.
It's about building up our future applicant pool. It's about creating a minor league for what we do, and also about solving some of our staffing problems during peak period. So whether we utilize a Mass Maritime program or we create a similar program at Four Seas or one of the trade schools with Upper Cape Tech, or even the high school. So we're kind of bouncing some ideas there between chiefs and trying to create multiple programs to support this effort.
Go dark.
Yeah. So it's kind of where we are. There's no golden answer right now. We're just trying to create a whole bunch of different opportunities. I hope next summer we're able to get some financing to hire some kids, and whether we pay them for the summer or whether we give them scholarships to a paramedic program as part of their compensation.
Interesting idea.
Looking for some type of a formula that supports our operation at the same time supports a future employee base for us.
How many kids are signed up right now at Four Seas to the program?
There is no paramedic program at Four Seas yet.
Oh, so
they have an EMT program.
Established.
And they're doing, I don't know how many kids a semester they're doing the EMT program. I think maybe in the range of 20 kids per semester. So two classes of 20 per year in the EMT program. So the paramedic program is just new. It's going to start up. It's a new program for them. They have a fire science program, which gets them, you know, education in, you know, fire science and sprinkler systems and the theory behind fire, but there is no Fire 1-2 practical training program there. So that's what we need, someone to walk in the door that knows how to put fire out, how to pull a hand line, how to run a fire truck, and as a paramedic, trained at the paramedic level. So that's what we're ultimately looking at doing, is creating, you know, a group of people, a base that we can hire from.
Right.
So it's a problem all over the country. I think it's particularly bad here where living costs are fairly high.
Yeah.
And right now the employment market is fairly tight. There's not a whole lot of unemployment, so there's lots of opportunities. So we kind of got to show kids at a young age that this is a great job and we pay well and good opportunities and get them interested young. So kind of a lot going on there. So that's training. The guys are doing RIT training. Jeremy McPherson had gone out with some specialized fire RIT training, which is rapid intervention training. So how to rescue yourself, how to rescue your teammates in fires, how to package them up and get them out of tight situations. They're setting up some props. They're either going to do it at the fire station or in the old building next door, 56 High Street. So they're working with Prudential and seeing if they can use that facility for some training. So they'll be doing that over the next month. So the guys did what they're supposed to do. They went out, got some specialized training, and they're bringing it back to the rest of the department, which is great. Intern training,
Chief,
guys,
can I interrupt for a second?
Can I
suggest you that we do that training? We get some pictures of that?
Yeah, and I'll get some pictures. I'll get it up on our website and our Facebook page.
That'd be good.
Yeah. We're doing a lot of training with the interns. We've got two high school interns that we're doing. We've talked about before.
And I met them at the coffee.
Yeah, so
I met one
great
kids.
Nice
kid.
They're coming in all hours after school. They're very excited. But the other thing is they're bringing excitement to the department. So they're getting our staff, our full-time staff, excited and energized about training. So they're out there throwing ladders with them, showing them how to use SCBAs, creating props for them.
SCBAs are?
Self-contained breathing apparatus,
okay.
So the air tanks.
Yeah. The new
creating
ones.
Props for them, to entanglement props, to show them how to get unentangled if they get tangled up in a building. It's been really good, real positive, and the guys are really excited about it. So we're really happy about that. Couldn't be going any better. We couldn't have got two better kids, and
that's
having
great.
Two
that's
actually
great.
Works out better because they almost compete a little bit to see, hey, who can last the longest on an air tank, who can get the most minutes out of it,
that's
who
funny.
Can get through this maze faster, and it's and they're pushing each other and they're pushing our guys. So it couldn't be any better for us.
Very
it's
cool.
A great program. So that's the training stuff. Pro EMS, the report was attached. Nothing new there. Personnel, so lots going on in personnel. We still got two lieutenants out in IOD. Still looking at maybe January, best case for either one of them to come back. So we've got two positions that are vacant due to injured on duty. We had firefighter Brian Lee start this past Friday, the 8th, November 8th. He's on shift and couldn't be any happier to have him. I think he's happy to be with us, so that's great. We still have one open position, and we didn't get a whole lot of applicants. We advertised for a minimum paramedic, firefighter, and we got very few applicants. Enough so that I wasn't comfortable just going and doing interviews with a few applicants we got. We had one really good applicant who we were planning on interviewing, but he dropped out at the last minute, which left us with a pool that's kind of small. So what we did is we re-advertised as an EMT with paramedic preferred, hoping to get somebody that might be in paramedic class or inclined to go that direction. And we've gotten a bunch of really good EMTs that have applied and one or two other medics. So applications close on the 18th of the month, and with Commissioner Connolly, we'll go through them and pick out the best bunch to app to interview. And we're hoping we get a paramedic. We're hoping we get someone that's already qualified firefighter 1-2, which would save us a lot of money. But the number one priority is to get someone that fits our organization, that fits in with our personnel, that is going to be a good long-term employee for us, which is important. It could save us or cost us a ton of money depending on who we pick. So we're still working on it.
Okay. Last meeting, we were talking about the projected overtime. How are we doing on that?
I don't have a new number.
I'll stop by the house.
I'll get you a new number this week. It's been kind of a crazy week. I don't have a new number. Last I was looking at it, we were looking about $20,000 over. But then we had some good news, hoping to get some IOD people back in January. If that happens, then we're going to make it. This is going to depend heavily on who we can recruit for this open position. If we get someone quickly that's qualified firefighter 1-2, we may make it with our current budget. If we get someone that doesn't have firefighter 1-2, it means we have to put an overtime person on every shift they're working because they're not qualified to work yet, and it could take us 6 months to get them up to speed. That could put us $50,000 over budget. So there's the possibility we'll make budget, but right this second, I don't have an applicant that's applying that would get us there, I don't think. So it's going to be tight. It's kind of really, really dependent on who we can get to hire. This open position we have is going to dictate whether we can make it under budget or not. And it's going to matter as to who, if any of our IODs come back in January, as right now they're projected. So if they both come back in January, then we're going to make it under budget. If they don't, probably not. But we still should make it to the May meeting to get a transfer if we need additional funds.
Okay.
We should not need to schedule a special district meeting. So that's kind of where we are without giving you an exact number.
No, that's okay. All right. Hopefully, something with the re-advertising.
We do have some EMTs that are qualified firefighter 1-2, which could get us through the year on our budget, but long term is going to be it could be a bigger cost to train them to be a paramedic, which, you know, the cost to train someone to be a paramedic, if you get the right person, is a small cost. So it's kind of, I guess, to be figured out.
Okay.
There are no perfect options out there right this second, so we're hoping there's one right around the corner and jumps in. Well,
hopefully this West Barnstable guy fits something.
Yeah.
Or something in the pack of resumes that you either have or going to get. Hopefully you get somebody.
Yep. So we still got a week or two left to see if we can get the perfect applicant, and we may. So we're hoping. At the same time, I think Centerville Fire has three openings right now. They just opened up the applications. They've got over 100 people applying to their three openings right now. So that's going to draw away from us, and it's got the possibility of taking some of our staff too. So we'll see. We're going to do the best we can.
We
finished the promotional system, so we gave the practical part, the fire problem, and the interview part for the fire problem. Our three candidates all passed it. They've been notified they passed for their scores. We've got now a promotional list of three people on it, and by the end of the week, we'll be having appoint two of them to acting lieutenant's positions until we have people return. So that'll be done by the end of the week. Negotiations.
Chief, do they realize the lieutenant's pay at that point as acting?
They will be paid lieutenant's pay as soon as they're named acting, yes.
Okay, cool.
So my anticipation is to name them acting as of 8 a.m. on Friday morning, and then we'll be getting lieutenant's pay until lieutenant's return.
Got it.
So there is a cost for that, yes.
Got it. Thank you. Well, ultimately, there isn't as much of a cost, though, right? Because we're not paying the lieutenant. Well, there's not the overtime for the lieutenants, but it's going to have to be overtime for somebody else then.
Yeah. Everybody
yeah,
gets it.
Yeah, I got it. Even I figured it out.
You got there in the end.
I have negotiations, but I think you're going to talk about that separately, right?
Yep.
Apparatus. There's really nothing new in apparatus. The only new thing we had a meeting at Sandwich Fire on Tuesday.
Right. Yeah, you were talking about that. Tuesday
morning we had a meeting at Sandwich Fire, and they proposed a shared vehicle program. So they will have a spare ambulance. They had a spare ambulance, which they are loaning to Mashpee Fire right now because they had an accident where they're using it. But they've got getting a new one, and they're going to phase out their old, a better one, a 2016 ambulance in July. So in July, they proposed a program, and they've given us draft documentation. They're still working with it, working with their attorneys on it. But they're proposing having a spare ambulance that is shared, and right now, the people that would share it would be Sandwich Fire, Cotulit Fire, West Barnstable, and Mashpee. So they would store it in their facility. Their mechanic would maintain it.
Forestdale?
It would be stored mostly in the Forestdale station, but depending on the staffing, they could move it downtown Sandwich. But most of the time, it would be at the new Forestdale station. They were opposing leaving at the old Forestdale station, but the town has made the decision to dispose of that property.
So and that's Quaker Meeting House and Cotulit Road.
Cotulit Road intersection. So this ambulance will be kept there, and whenever we needed it for a long period, and they're proposing maybe a 10-hour period. So if we need it for more than for a day or longer, we could take it and use it. It would be fully equipped, fully maintained, with all ALS equipment. The only thing we'd have to transfer to it to use is our medications, our ALS drugs. So we'd take our drug bag, move it over to their truck, and we could drive off and use it until our ambulance was fixed. So if our ambulance is out for a full day, if we blow a transmission for a month, we would take
it. So all equipment and everything else, everyone's been trained on?
They're going to provide the ambulance at their expense. They're going to, this is the type of new tires on it. They'll have it fully equipped. They're going to have a life pack monitor for it, which is a huge expense. And it'll just be there for us to take it, which is to transfer our medications over to it.
And our CPR machine, right?
They use a Lucas well. He didn't mention whether there's going to be a Lucas on it or not. We might transfer that over as well.
So
they run the same equipment as we do.
So what is this ultimately going to cost us?
So we're looking right now, and what their suggestion is $5,000. It'd be a $5,000 buy-in. And what they would do is each department would put in $5,000. Sandwich, $5,000 would be the vehicle. So their vehicle's valued at over $5,000. The equipment alone is probably $5,000 they're going to have on. So they would get a pass the first that year. We'd each put $5,000 in, so Mashpee, Cotulit, and West Barnstable, and that we would put it into a fund that could not be spent without the four fire chiefs voting on it. And that would be used for maintenance in the vehicle, period. So if something breaks on the ambulance, they'd fix it with that. If they'd use it to maintain the insurance on the vehicle and mechanical, and that would be it. They would do the routine maintenance on it as part of what they do, and they would charge it for that, but any breakage, new tires would come out of it, and they'd maintain this fund, and if it goes down, it'd be reassessed. So if over the next year they did $15,000 of work to it, which wouldn't be likely, they would reassess everybody $5,000 for next year. If they did $2,000 of work, they would just have a minimum balance, and they wouldn't assess us anything. It'd be free the next year. So that would be the...
So it rolls.
It rolls over. So if there's no expense, that trust fund, that fund just stays there to maintain it.
And no provisions, I would assume, in the unlikely event that somebody rolls their ambulance again, right?
Long-term. Yeah, the rule would be it needs to be... The department that needs it for their minimum staffing, you can't get it unless you meet your minimum staffing. So Mashpee would have to go down to... They'd have to be down two ambulances before they could borrow it. And then they would get priority because they're down to their minimum of two ambulances. Same with Sandwich. They've got four. They'd have to have two go down with it. The third one had to break two before they could use it. Us in West Barnstable only have one ambulance. So as soon as our ambulance goes down, we get priority because our minimum is one ambulance. So we actually get high priority, higher priority because they've got more vehicles. So we get the potential for a larger benefit than they would get.
Got it. Interesting.
Over the last year, our ambulance hasn't been out over 10 hours. It might have been out once. I think once it was out overnight. But in general, we push very hard for our repair people to fix that very quickly because we don't have a backup. So But it could easily blow a transmission. As it gets older, things are going to break, and it could be an extended period of time. And it's a fairly small cost for a $300,000 vehicle that's ready to go for us.
Be interesting to see what the language of the agreement is. Should it like completely become unavailable, and yet the monies have been accrued to it? See what that.
I'll get the language to you before we. They're still drafting it up right now. I'll get it to you ahead of time. I'll get it to you next month so we take a look how it stands.
Sure.
And we're also talking about making this more of a group purchase program too. So in the future, we sign group purchases. So all four departments buy the same ambulance from the same provider, and we sign contracts saying every couple of years. You know, I think next year, Mashpee and Sandwich are going to buy one, so they buy one together and they get a discount because they're getting multiple rigs. When we get one, I think, we're 4 years out, it'll probably be us, Sandwich, and Mashpee, one of those parts, we're all buying together. So if we're buying four or five ambulances at a time, we're going to get a huge discount, way over the $5,000. So this has got the potential to save us huge amounts of money. And hopefully it's going to grow into other stuff, into fire trucks, and hopefully spread to other departments. So it's a kind of a small little trial.
Consortium.
That hopefully will move itself into bigger stuff. So I'm anxious for us to get involved with it.
Cartel.
Yeah. So that's what we got in vehicles right now. Everything else in service, the boat's in service in the water.
When do you pull it?
We don't have a hard date to pull it. We use it for Christmas and Catuit, so that's also on our agenda here.
Yeah.
Christmas and Catuit is December 7th, which is about a month away, so we will use it for December 7th. We kind of watch, we don't let it get frozen in the water, so if it looks like the water is staying warm, we'll leave it in into January. If it looks like it's getting ugly early January, we'll probably pull it. So we kind of look end of December, early January, and start watching really close. And then we'll get it in as soon as the water thaws again.
Hey, Chief, can we get, when we finish 2019, just something to put in the back of your mind, can we maybe in the January monthly meeting take a look at what, how many times the boat was used in 2019? Is that,
yes.
That's doable, right?
It is doable. I'll get the responses. How many responses? It's dramatically up, I think. I think just having it out there has been a huge benefit. I think we've used it a lot more. We've used it over a dozen times, I think, this year. And some fairly important runs on it. So it's getting use. The staff is getting trained on it and getting really proficient in it. I'm hoping if we do get summer staff next day, some of these kids, we can actually use it more. I've talked to Derek Lawson, who's going to be the acting hybrid master, I think, as of next month. He said maybe there's a possibility of running some people together on the boat. So maybe you know, 4th of July weekend, if we've got an extra person on, could we get some summer help, some kids that are fairly inexpensive, we could, you know, keep one of the kids back and send one of the guys on the boat with one of the hybrid masters and do joint work on it, which, not that we need to be patrolling every day in the summer, because that's not what we do, but if we do it as part of a training exercise and part of a coordinated training with other agencies, I think there's a lot of value in that.
I think it would be cool to see, for people to see the boat being used for training purposes.
Yes.
Because I've never seen it leave the dock. When we hear about a run, it's at meetings like this.
Right.
Actually, were there any runs in this last month?
No.
Okay.
No, we didn't have any runs this month. We got called for a deer swimming in the water, but we didn't actually launch the boat to save the deer. The deer made it out on its own. So.
And they made it to Nantucket.
Deer.
Yep.
Yeah. Anyway, it would be, you know, from a publicity, not a stunt, but from a publicity angle, it'd be great to see.
Yeah, I'm really anxious for the time when we can use it as a real shared resource among all town departments, and we can, you know, make our cooperations and work our training together better, so that we work, you know, so that the hybrid master knows how to run our electronics, and we know how to run theirs, and we operate the same, under the same set of policies, and, you know, work better together. So we're looking forward to that time. None of us can do it alone out there. Any operation on the water is very labor and you know, equipment intensive, and none of us can do it alone. So
yeah,
we all need to work.
Have there been any further sort of collaboration with Barnstable PD with the boat?
No.
Yeah.
Nothing new on that. We've got the offer out there. We're open.
Yeah.
We're open. They want to use it. They did talk, I think 2 or 3 months ago, we had a meeting with the police chief, and he mentioned specifically that if he does have need to get patrol officers out on the water for something, he would call us directly and have our staff bring the officers out to do different missions rather than have their own boat sometimes. So that he committed to the possibility of doing providing joint missions between police and fire.
That's just a question.
Nothing's happened yet, though.
What were you going to say?
Thank you. I was just going to ask, is there any education with Coast Guard lined up for the spring?
Nothing yet, no.
Okay.
I'll be in touch with them shortly. It's been a busy year for them. I've been asking. We haven't got anything, so we maybe get something in the spring, okay. Early in the spring. They would like to run classes with us, so we're hoping we can get a program with them.
Thank you. Everest facilities? Did you do facilities? I know that was apparatus.
I'm sorry, I didn't do facilities. It's really, the kitchen is completed, with the exception of the backsplash for the stove that they're taking a lot of time thinking about what they want to do that, so that's great. But the rest of the kitchen's done, and we're talking about working on the office space down, moving my office downstairs. The hope is to get me moved downstairs by the end of the year.
We're putting in 2 or 3?
Offices?
At the back.
Can I interrupt that?
Yes.
Timeout. And the reason why I wanted to interrupt, we had talked at some point about some plans for that, right?
I don't have plans. I'll bring some proposed plans.
So my only point
in
interrupting you is I don't know how we can say what it's going to be until we see some plans.
Okay, what are the plans?
I don't have the plans drawn up. We need plans drawn up before we can do any interior petition work, building permit plans. So we're going to have some plans drawn up, and it's not 100%. Depending on if we get summer staff here and we want to run these kids as a solution to our staffing issue, which I think is a really cost-effective solution, I think it's going to be very inexpensive for us. We're going to need some space for them. We're going to need some space for Barnstable Police. They've committed to putting a substation out here. And we're going to need space for me. So it all adds up to a lot of space in a little area. So we're not exactly sure, I guess, is the answer. The idea we put... taking 2 areas out of the existing training room, which hurts because we don't want to lose training space, but that's the possibility as we do 2 spaces, whether one's a police spot and one's a spot for summer help or one for me. That's what we're looking at right now.
Okay. Yeah.
I would be more than happy to throw around some ideas if you look to plans with you. It's obviously up to you. I will force myself into that.
Yeah, anytime you want to come by, I'll start getting some stuff drawn up on the computer and we can...
Cool.
See what we can figure out.
Alrighty. Commissioner Zaitz, anything else on facilities from your perspective?
I have no more questions.
Of the witness? Thank you, Chief. Thank you on that. New business. Other business topics not anticipated by the chair.
I think you're going to go straight to the next section.
I think we're going to executive session.
We are.
So the committee.
Excuse me, Commissioner Conlon. Could there be public comment or question?
Public comment was at the beginning of the meeting, and that point you were offered the opportunity and you declined. So what we'd like to do next up is executive session. So.
Do you have a quick question? Is it a quick question?
Yes.
I'm sorry, that's not appropriate. Open comment was at the beginning of the meeting. So I'm going to move into...
That generates a question.
Let's see, other business
topics.
So at
the beginning, I don't know what you gentlemen are going to discuss and whether something might come up. So is there a way to be more flexible about that?
So if you liked, questions are available at the beginning of next meeting. At the beginning of the next meeting, you're welcome during open comment. Okay, other business topics not anticipated by the chair. Okay, so now from an executive session point of view, do we propose a motion or do I read this straight?
Read this first.
Executive session. The committee will now go into executive session. Purpose 3, to discuss strategy with respect to collective bargaining or litigation, if any, open meeting may have a detrimental effect on the bargaining or litigation position of the public body, and the chair so declares. The committee will not return to open session.
Move into executive session.
Second. All those in favor?
Zace.
Conley. Meeting is now in executive session.